The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has held some world powers responsible for the creation and the emergence of terrorist groups in Western Asia. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the comments in a meeting with the Slovenian President Borut Pahor in Tehran. He said terror groups like Daesh and the raging violence in the region are the results of interventions and impositions by those powers. Ayatollah Khamenei said that Iran has constantly called on all countries to take an active role against pressure exerted by such intervening powers. He also urged all nations to help end the conflict sparked by the terror groups. The leader further spoke of the U.S. attacks in Iraq and Syria. Ayatollah Khamenei said the so-called U.S.-led coalition against Daesh has not been successful. Elsewhere, the leader touched on the Saudi war in Yemen. He condemned the invasion as one of the bitterest tragedies of the world today. Hunter Belichick is a philosopher, journalist, and filmmaker who joins us from Hanoi. So let me have your understanding of what Iran's leader has said in terms of these wars. And we're looking at the U.S. at the forefront, whether it's Iraq, whether it's Syria, whether it's Yemen and their involvement there. And of course, one of the longest wars, their longest war in their history, the one in Afghanistan, and maybe a lot of other wars that perhaps they are covertly involved in.
Yes, exactly. Actually, I think it was very important, the statements that were made by the Iranian leader. We are dealing with the conflicts, we are dealing with the wars which are created, unnaturally created by the West, particularly the wars that you mentioned in Syria, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and elsewhere. These are the wars that were fed by the Western interests in order to amalgamize their position in the world because of their geopolitical interests. And these wars are sending actually millions of refugees abroad. And now Europe is very concerned, in parentheses, they are claiming that there are terrorist groups infiltrating their continent. It is, of course, true, but the question is how these wars began and how can they be ended? The West does not want to end these conflicts because they are interested in perpetual conflicts so they could sell weapons, they could pitch the groups inside, ethnic groups, religious groups inside of these countries against each other, and so on and so forth. So it is not a fault of these people who are escaping their devastated countries, but these countries were devastated by the West. It is the fault, again, of the West, which is feeding these conflicts, creating these conflicts, and then it looks at the refugees as if they would be really a cause for concern.
Well, it's very confusing when you take a look at, and this is an extension of Iran's leader's statements, when you look at the approach that the U.S. has had since 9/11, and it is this so-called war on terror. They've gone around, they've been involved in these wars, they've created it, they have led it, and one of the prime examples would be these illegal drone attacks that bomb, on many occasions, civilians, and of course, based on statistics, they're held in Muslim countries. It has the reverse effect. It's creating more terrorists in the respect where the people that they're bombing are turning against the U.S. Is that what the U.S. wants, or is it not worried about that consequence?
No, because actually it is what the U.S. wants. It needs the enemy. We had the Soviet Union in the past. Soviet Union was helping to create bipolar world. They destroyed the Soviet Union, and immediately after, actually partially through the Afghanistan that you already mentioned. And then we have the situation when there was no enemy whatsoever. They tried with the war on drugs, which was also created by the West. It didn't work. It was too small enemy. It was just not justifiable to have these enormous military and intelligence budgets to feed such a pathetic war like war on drugs. So they decided to turn on this enormous religion, which is Islam, which is traditionally, great and very peaceful religion. And then they turned this into a Rottweiler. The groups inside of Islam, they they fed them, they trained them, and they turned them to Rottweilers that they could actually fight. And these groups have nothing to do actually with Islam. It's a creation. It's a mutant that was designed and armed and trained and fed by the West, but now they finally have this enormous enemy that they can fight, because they can say all these hundreds of millions of people all over the world are Muslims, and they basically, if you look at the, if you listen to the Western leaders, they basically indirectly pass the message that almost all Muslims are terrorists and so on and so forth. So now they have this, after Soviet Union, first time they have a enormous enemy, they can justify their budgets and all that, but nobody in the West almost understands or wants to understand that these groups are actually a product of the Western imperialism.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Andrei Vilcek, philosopher, journalist, and filmmaker there.